Last week, I invited you to commit to making this the best year of your life. Part of making 2012 my best year on the planet is reaching this specific, big, hairy, audacious goal of landing a TV show to engage everyday leaders around leading with their best self. And to accomplish this, I knew I had to get help. I suspect that we especially need to get help when it comes to really big goals, for two reasons. The external world is competitive and complex. For example, getting published or starting a new business or landing in a new career field are all tough. And with the most grand goals, we also need to help manage our inside game. Major inner adjustments are required to lose weight, quit a bad or safe job, pray daily, or become more assertive at work. Old habits, preferences, patterns, surroundings, and thought systems easily undermine us. I got help this week, and I'm so excited to tell you about it because it produced immediate results and it also unleashed great hope. I know myself well enough to know that my strengths can, in other contexts, hang like heavy anchors. I thoroughly love to help people and I love ideas, but these laudable strengths can drag me down. I've been around for 5 decades, so I have a ton of family, friends, former coworkers, and I'm still meeting great new people every day. For example, 20 law students in my new class last week. And I teach at an idea mill and live on the internet, so I see fascinating ideas on a constant basis. My problem, I'm continually distracted, waylaid by worthy projects or sometimes worthless internet inquiries. I called Brad Zimmerman of PMP Health, the company that introduced me to organizational consulting. I called Brad because he's incredibly great at thinking in a linear and detailed way. He creates systems and works a plan to completion. He quickly diagnosed, "So you're great at people and ideas, but you don't feel like you're executing." "Bingo," I said. "I love the big picture and the heart of people, but I suck at taking out the trash sometimes." We talked about why a TV show mattered so much to me, and he asked, "So what's standing in the way?" I asked him, "Externally or internally?" And he said, "Start in either place. We'll get to where we need to." To make a long story short, I told him the 6 or 7 strategies I needed to execute, and he asked, "So what's holding you up?" I said I'd sent emails to 3 key people and was waiting to hear back, and I was thinking about whether to reach out to others. "Quit thinking and just do it," he said. "It's not rocket science. Write up your outreach list and tape it to your computer. Don't stop until you've reached all those people." He elaborated, and I couldn't wait to get off the phone and into action. I said to Brad what my clients frequently say to me, "Geez, that seems so obvious now. Why didn't I see it?" The answer and his 45-minute conversation with me reveal the power of a great coach. Number one, he or she asks sensible questions that help you see what should be obvious but simply isn't. And two, you lodge your commitments with your coach to hold yourself accountable. So I'll report back to Brad, i.e., report back to me, the next time we talk. I had to get help to clearly see and strategize around the complex external challenges I faced to meet my goal, but especially to keep me from slipping back into my generally useful habits and preferences. I'd love to hear your reflections, and especially your experiences around how you get help to lead with your best self.